the art industry, and the African-American art industry. The art industry is highly fragmented and includes thousands of retail art galleries, picture framers, art dealers and framers, artists who sell retail, as well as numerous publishers and wholesalers located throughout the United States and abroad. Publishers consist mostly of individuals and firms who engage solely in the publication of works of art for sale on a wholesale basis. Most retail operations consist of only one art gallery operated by a small number of people in one geographic location. The overall size of the total art industry is estimated in the billions of dollars. The estimated size of the overall African-American art industry is $400 to $650 million. The product life cycle for African-American art is just past the introductory phase and entering the growth phase. This means that the product is in the early phase of the life cycle where sales are still growing. Since art galleries and art dealers rely on customers with discretionary income, it is safe to assume that when the economy is strong, sales are generally strong. Revenues can be tied to low interest rates and a good money supply. The clientele in the African-American art industry generally consists of people from all walks of life, but particularly middle and upper income individuals, the majority of which are African-American women between the ages of 24 and 40, earning $25,000 or more. In addition, it is believed that between 60 and 70% of the total sales in the African-American art community are made by black women. However, more black males between the ages of 30 and 45 are purchasing art. Approximately 75% of the customers are purchasing for their own use, while 25% are buying as a gift for someone else. The average sale to these individuals is between $25 and $400. Purchasing art is considered a high-involvement, complex decision-making process, which includes problem identification, information search, evaluation of alternative, purchase, and post-purchase evaluation. The customer is motivated to purchase for a number of reasons, but there are several significant forces that compel people to buy. Some buy art and art-related products simply for decoration. Some purchase art for social status. Sometimes the product is acquired as a special form of ego satisfaction. Others buy art and art-related products as gifts. And, of course, art is often purchased solely on the basis of its investment potential. Other reasons include, but are not limited to, self-respect, sense of accomplishment, being well-respected, and excitement. Social influences on the potential customer's decision-making process might be culture, subculture, social class, reference groups, family, and family cycle. Nonetheless, it is the life enhancement that a piece of art generates for a collector that is the most valid reason for selecting any artwork. Collector motivation should not be solely whether a work of art will appreciate financially, but should be based on a link, a kinship, a connection with the essence and life force of the work. Economic and investment appreciation may be considered for the long run after the collector has found some valid aesthetic reason to purchase a piece of art.